Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the covenant of grace. And underneath the covenant of grace, we're looking now at Christ and his role as mediator. And the question today is, how could Christ suffer? How could Christ suffer? Christ, the Son of God, became man so that he could obey and suffer in our place. Christ, the Son of God, became man so he could suffer and die in obey and suffer in our place. So, Christ, the Son of God. As you remember, when we looked at the Trinity, the God is one in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about the Son of God, we're talking about the second person in the Trinity. Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, the person of Christ, became a man. So what that means is the Godhood and the manhood were inseparably joined together in this big word which grown-ups call hypostatic union. Hypostatic union. That the Godhood and the manhood were inseparably joined together in the person of Christ. The Christ, the Son of God, became man. You can see that. The Godhood, the Son of God, and the manhood, the became a man in one person. Very God and very man, light of light, became man. So there's our role. He's the mediator. He represents his people, man, his chosen people, his elect. But yet, one Christ, the mediator between God and man. So how does he mediate for us? He mediates for us so that he could obey and suffer in our place. Now remember Adam. Adam represents all mankind. And Adam didn't obey. And through that, the wages of sin is death. So we have sin and death. But Christ comes. He comes to obey and then to suffer for us. So through Adam, we all deserve to die. But Christ comes through the covenant of grace as our mediator. And he comes to obey and then to suffer for us as our mediator. So obedience and suffering. He lived the life that we should have lived. We live a life of disobedience. Christ lives a life of obedience. And he dies the death that we should have died. That we deserve death, but Christ is sinless. He doesn't deserve death. He comes and dies for us, so we live the life that we should have lived. He dies the death that we should have died, so that we could have the life that we don't deserve. That through Christ, as our mediator, we have eternal life. And that's what makes this covenant gracious. That Christ comes to fulfill this covenant of grace through obedience and suffering that is then applied to the life of the believer. And we'll look at Christ and his work, but then also how that is applied to the life of a believer.